If you hadn't heard of East Palestine before February, that all changed with the train derailment. I'm Melissa Patrick as we look back at 2023. The toxic train derailment was the main topic on most news sources as a train carrying vinyl chloride derailed and then it was decided to burn off the gas to avoid an explosion. A crew from East Holmes Fire sent a tanker to help with the situation as mutual aid was requested. As the cleanup efforts continued in East Palestine, local folks were concerned about possible health concerns making their way to Holmes County, as well as a line of railroad tracks belonging to Norfolk Southern going through the northwestern part of the county in Big Prairie and Lakeville. Holmes County Health Commissioner Michael Durr let residents in Holmes County know things are safe here.
The region did put out a shared drop site where we could share information and releases of information to our public. The thing I would strongly emphasize is that there is no immediate impact to Holmes County from this. I know that there's been some worried folks about what this may do to water tables and things like that. There is no immediate impact to Holmes County at this point. Definitely upends lives, and anything we can do to support our friends in that part of the state, we've offered, and we'll keep monitoring the situation if we need to go in and help with things like private water inspections and some of that. So we're on alert, we're ready if they need us, but thankfully other partners that were closer to the situation have been able to step in and help. You don't know what you don't know, and it's hard to react to something that you are unaware of what even is coming through your community. So I mean, if I would know that these chemicals are coming through our county at this time, we know if we go into a first responder type situation, we know what we're walking into. It's not, okay, let's figure out what the manifest says was on this train, and that takes hours of response time to figure that part of it out.
After saying goodbye to senior fair board member David Martin in December of 22, in February, the board would vote to fill his position with Sarah Sponseller-Uhl. The Holmes Soil and Water Conservation District received a grant to help plant trees as part of their 75th anniversary celebration and chose to plant 100 trees at Harvest Ridge in honor of the Holmes County Fair celebrating 100 years, as well as other areas in Holmes County.
So I, you know, put in my application, and it is a true, it's truly an honor. He was just a wonderful man. I, you know, worked with him on and off over the years for about 20 years and had his kids in class and, you know, coached his daughters, and you know, and what he did for 4-H has just been amazing. So I'm not sure I'm going to be able to fill his shoes, but I'm sure going to try.
There's an area on the backside of the fairgrounds that has had some significant stream bank erosion. We're actually working in two facets with that to try and help stabilize that area. One's with the scouts. There's a soil and water merit badge. We're working with them to do that and try and get that done in a day. Part of that is a project to implement a conservation practice. So we're going to look at willow postings and seedings back in that area to help stabilize the stream bank, but then follow it up with the Earth Day planting and add some diversity and some cover.
Trying to stick to mostly public, but we do have a few private bits, you know, some private landowners that are trying to do like a wildlife refuge on their property. So this is protecting headwater streams and also, you know, doing kind of like a wildlife area. But we're looking at mostly properties with the park district, including the old fairgrounds. That'll be a big emphasis at the on the Holmes County Trail, the old landfill on 241. There's a possibility at the county home.
A historic building in the square of Millersburg is getting a facelift as the American Hall building gets new owners. The ground floor holds shops that visitors can purchase goods, while the second and third floors get renovated to hold an event hall and apartments. February also brought the passage of House Bill 16, which provided public assistance for jurisdictions who had damage from the derecho in 2022, and reports were due in March. These funds would help with the cleanup that continued into 2023.
Same time frame, we were recently engaged, so we kind of had wedding in our head, and then we were like, oh, you know what Millersburg could use? Downtown Millersburg is an event center, and it just kind of all worked out in terms of like, got the building, it was the timing of our wedding. And so, not that we ever really pre-planned to have an event center, like I didn't grow up thinking that would be my job or my dream, but it kind of just landed in our lap in a really cool way, and now we are taking on this adventure. We feel that it's beautiful as it is. Yes, there are some changes we legally have to do for safety reasons, but at the same time, we didn't want to make this something that it wasn't. So it's like we kept a lot of the brick, the drywall as much as we could, and used pieces of the building to create the bar and other elements like that, so that it has some modern touches but keeps the elegance of the building.
So I'll be getting that email out to the jurisdictions probably mid this week. They've also had time, probably the last 3 to 4 months, to start compiling that data. As well as, depending on that debris removal, they could also put in overtime. The sheriff's office, they could put in overtime for specific tasks that are just for that duration. So if they had to increase patrol, they had to increase because they increased call volume, they could put in overtime numbers for that. But the majority of it's going to be your debris removal and cleanup.
The Holmes County Engineer's Office would team up with East Holmes Schools to work on the Safe Routes to School program. This grant money is from ODOT and, if approved, would provide sidewalks at Winesburg Elementary as well as a crosswalk with flashing lights. The requested amount for the project would be $250,000. The Holmes County Commissioners and the Village of Millersburg received the results of the comprehensive plan, which will in turn help them to score better when applying for grants. The plan is considered a roadmap to the county, and this was all put together after public workshops and meetings with officials.
We're going to get a sidewalk constructed along the north side of the Winesburg School property. The school sidewalk currently terminates at a driveway into the building, and from that point to the west into the property, you don't have any sidewalks. So, and I don't know if that was Chris's idea or if the school asked him about it originally, but Chris kind of serves as a liaison to help connect different bodies in the county with public funds. What I don't like about that crosswalk location is I think it put the crosswalk kind of right in the middle where the buses park. And I'm not crazy about the idea of kids walking out from between buses, but to move that crosswalk to the east end of the school there, the problem then becomes traffic coming off of 62 and onto 160 doesn't see that crosswalk real well until they get off of 62. And so now you may have a situation where you got kids in the middle of the crosswalk and a motorist doing 30 miles an hour, not seeing the last second. So there's always these big issues with safety stuff.
Land use, zoning, economic development, housing, transportation, agriculture, natural cultural resources, infrastructure, utilities, public service, tourism, and then obviously downtown revitalization. Discovery, where we looked at all your existing reports, your data, your census data, your policy map, and the U.S. Census. We looked at trends, existing conditions, relevant planning documents, and then phase two was collaborative visioning, public engagement, survey, and then plan. Phase three was a plan development where we did those 8 workshops I talked about, and then the final review adoption, the presentation, and then we gave you an implementation matrix, and that actually gives you kind of keys of what you could do, what term, if it's short term, long term, funding sources, and things like that. I really think that if you continue on and keep going, that's the whole goal of the plan. I mean, it's great to put all this stuff down, and you ask the questions of the public, and you got answers, and you kind of compared them to the American Planning Association's best practice. But the next step is to make sure that the plan doesn't sit on the shelf. You know, I think really with the Appalachian grant that's coming up, that's going to be big money. I mean, there's a lot of money for brownfields right now. You know, a lot of money for Parks and Rec. I think that there's a lot of funding out there. We just need to make sure you taking the projects out of there, plugging them in. Because when you go to the grant funding sources, having it written down, having it, you talk to the public, it really makes your application stand up here instead of down there.
A new law requiring photo ID was passed by the Ohio legislature, and Commissioner Joe Miller reached out to Secretary of State Frank LaRose's office to ensure that the changes wouldn't affect the Amish population who do not have photo IDs, and shared a plan to alleviate any issues by filling out a special form.
Half of our residents are Amish. House Bill 458 came out that, first of all, it said everybody has to have a photo ID. Then they had in there, if it's against your religion, you don't have to, but you cannot use a bank statement anymore to register to come in to vote. The Amish did that, the ones that didn't want to do a photo ID. Some of them have photo IDs, but we got 20,000 Amish people, and there's more and more of them voting. A third of our voters are Amish, and we want to get more and more of them. They're going to send them out. We put them in the Board of Elections. We'll have them. We can get them, send them to the Amish community. They can fill it out themselves and bring it in and vote. and they say it's going to be simple.
February was also a time to celebrate as the Tim Tebow Foundation brought A Night to Shine to Holmes County, which partnered the Holmes County DD with Grace Church in Berlin, creating a special night for those folks. And Gugusberg Cheese swept the top three positions in the Baby Swiss category of the United States Championship Cheese Competition.
There had more people participating than they almost had room, so we thought that we would try it down here. Kim Miller, she's one of our teacher assistants, and if it weren't for Kim and her dedication and perseverance, we probably would not have this event in Holmes County. It is essentially a formal dance for individuals with intellectual disabilities who are 14 years of age and older.
Essentially, we get to say that we are the best Baby Swiss in the country for this year and for next year. And that does a lot for us, you know, as far as brand recognition goes. And just to be able to make that claim is really exciting. Then with Swiss cheese, you also have the eye formation, which, is, you know, is even more difficult. It adds another element. So they're looking for the proper eye formation, the texture of the cheese, the taste of the cheese, the aroma. Everything has to be just right in order to form the perfect wheel of Baby Swiss.
With this look at February, I'm Melissa Patrick.